My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
West side of Cleveland. I am from the west side as well. We have power. Just a quick second. Thank you to, you know, everybody who was involved. They brought in, or DeWine called a state of emergency. They brought in, I think I read electric trucks from, 11 different states. It might even be higher than that, 14 different states that all came in here to get Northeast Ohio back on the grid, get everybody as much power as possible. If you are still without power, trust me, they're working on it. They're working their butts off right now. And thank you to everybody, to all the electricians, not only from the state of Ohio, not only from Northeast Ohio and the Cleveland area, but from all around the country. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for getting us back to as close to real life as we can get, or the life at least we've come to know.
It's a tough thing when you lose power. You know, you're not, we take it so for granted. And, you know, just think about everything in our entire society. You want to mess with society, you take away the power. And goodness gracious, people who have been tolerating it, dealing with it, having to deal with it, hang in there if you don't have your power. And for those guys and gals who are working to repair it, thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Well, and it's one of those, like, when your power goes out, you're like, okay, power's out. And you kind of think to yourself, how do I move this? How do I work things around? You know, keep the fridge shut, keep the freezer shut, don't touch anything, so then that way the seal stays. And like for 24 hours, you're kind of like, okay, we're just camping. You know, this is fun. We're camping. It's a little bit different. And then it turns into 48 hours. And then it turns into 72 hours. And like the fun of camping wears off. You know, like that's the part of it that gets really obnoxious. And then it starts turning into, oh gosh, what do I do with my food? Or is everything starting to thaw? Do I need to throw things out? Are we worried about getting sick? Like that's the stuff where it starts getting nasty, not having power. Like, and maybe it was just me. I was okay not having internet. I was okay not having TV. You know, and I had a battery-powered radio that helped keep sanity because it felt like I could find the outside world. And, like, the part that does you in is you're like, oh, gosh, what do I do with all this food? I'm throwing money away. You know, we're all Midwesterners. We understand. We're, you know, the same group of people who look at Cool Whip containers and go, yes, I have Tupperware. Perfect. You know, so throwing food away in that is the worst thing we all want to do. So thank you to everybody for getting it going, and hopefully the entire state has power shortly.
Absolutely, and we'll see how that goes, but it was strange. We're not used to, what, four tornadoes in town all at the same time? And that's exactly what we had. So I'm glad for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. And then you were fine, right? You ended up
we lost power for a couple of hours, but we were very fortunate, so that was good. I'll be honest. I've always wanted to buy a generator and, you know, like have a generator system, except, okay, well, just deal with it. You know what I mean?
We always had to. And I was reading a piece out of the, I think it was the Weather Channel, that was saying that we might run into more and more of these, sadly, because Tornado Alley has moved from where, it, you know, it's starting to move east a little bit. So now we're actually somewhat in the path of Tornado Alley. And so it said, and that's according to Weather Channel. So everybody be careful out there. And you know, sadly, this might become more and more of a thing. Might be. Hopefully it isn't. Hope.
Warming is
led to more harsh weather. At least that's what everybody seems to think.
Hopefully that isn't, but boy, if that's true, if the Weather Channel's saying the tornado alley's moved, maybe that generator isn't the worst.
Yeah, and just keep this in mind. We don't have to deal with it here until it's the aftermath. Hurricane season is starting.
So yeah, you're right.
Get ready for that.
Get all the rain.
Yeah, having lived on the Gulf Coast in Texas, I was oblivious to hurricanes, having grown up here in Northeast Ohio, and even hurricane thoughts never really dawned on me. And then I moved down there, and it's like, wait a minute. A hurricane is where? And it's coming where? And there's nowhere to go? Okay, great. This is going to work out really well. That's the thing. When you live in hurricane country, it's like the only way in, you know, working what I worked in, I couldn't leave town. So it's like, okay, so I just what? I sit here and take this?
Batten down the hatches?
Yes, that's exactly what you do.
Batten down the hatches, so get a raincoat.
That's what we had.
Yeah.
The bad thing about the Browns preseason game against the Packers, it wasn't the loss, but it was the loss of Luke Whippler. A season-ending, we assume, injury.
Such a bummer.
Yeah, and he's going to have ankle surgery. And you could see he just, it was after the play even, you know, he got rolled up on, and that's what happens with offensive and defensive linemen all the time. They're right there in close quarters with each other, and they get rolled up on, and who knows the extent of the injury, but surgery needed, you would assume a fracture, and then chances are he's gone for the year. They decided to keep Whippler, and they drafted Whippler, mm-hmm. and they let Nick Harris leave in free agency. And, you know, I wished him well, I'm sure. And he goes to Seattle, which if you're Nick Harris, you think, wait a minute, I'm from California. I went to college in Seattle at the University of Washington, and I get to go back and play for the Seahawks? Okay, this is great.
And now
he gets traded back to the Browns.
Well, so the plus side is at least you've been here for a little bit, so you know the neighborhoods, you kind of know where all the good restaurants are. It's not like you're being sent to somewhere you've never been before. You're being sent back to somewhere you know, and you know most of the terminology, you know most of the ideas. Like it's a move that made sense for the Browns to go find somebody who understands what's going on because you could get them up to speed quickly. Because while, yes, they are overhauling this offense, I'm assuming they're keeping the terminology relatively similar just because you have so many guys who have been here for so long.
I would think that it would be best for Ken Dorsey to change his terminology rather than an entire team change the terminology.
Right.
Seahawks had determined that Nick Harris wasn't going to be their starter at center and might not have even been their backup. And they signed just 5 days ago former Cowboy and Dolphin starting center Connor Williams. And then they have another guy who, Oluwatimi.
Perfect.
Thank you very much.
Perfect.
And he was competing. He was a fifth-round pick last year for Seattle. And he was competing with Nick Harris. And apparently they've decided he's going to be the backup or was even going to be the starter until they signed Connor Williams. So Nick was looking at being the third center in Seattle. What happens to third centers? They get cut and then maybe signed somewhere else or signed to a practice squad.
Well, and especially a third center who isn't, you know, I don't remember Nick Harris playing a whole lot of guard or being able to swing around where
he can. And remember last year he played fullback.
That's right.
Remember?
That's right. That's right. Thank you.
So that was kind of cool. Here he'll be the backup center to Ethan Posick. And remember, Ethan Posick came from Seattle. Back in the day when Nick Harris got injured in the preseason. So now Nick comes back to Cleveland because the guy who replaced him got hurt in the preseason. And now he'll be backing up Posick like he was, even though Posick was originally brought in to be Nick Harris's backup.
It's an offensive line pipeline.
It kind of is.
Shipping back and forth. Well, and Seattle's in a, you know, they're overhauling their offense, you know, with new, you know, with their new head coach, the former DC of the Baltimore Ravens finding his way over there, Mike McDonald. He's finding his way over there. They brought in a new OC as well. They're overhauling all of that stuff. So you can kind of see where all of this pieces together. So it's good to have a familiar name in here, a familiar face. You're right on the fullback thing. That brings a wrinkle in of why they would probably want to do it. They didn't give up a whole lot for it. And boy, as we learned last year, and did we learn it well, Jeff, when you think you got enough offensive linemen, go get more. because
well, ooh, yeah.
I mean, thank you, Gerard Christian. Guy we all had never heard of until all of a sudden starting at left tackle.
Didn't
for
he
you.
Step in and do a nice job?
Yeah. He was, for being the sixth string left tackle, he was fine, which for a sixth string left tackle is great. You know, you're grading on a curve when you get that far down the depth chart.
Yep. That's absolutely the case. And it's telling the way the Browns think about that offensive line position that Whipler gets hurt on Saturday, and on Sunday they have a new center. I mean, they wasted no time at all. And, you know, they were well aware of what was going on in Seattle with Connor Williams getting signed there. And they were well aware that Nick Harris was looking like the odd man out, and he would soon, I would think, at least on cut down day, maybe be cut down, and then there'd be real competition for him. Well, there's no competition now. He steps in, and he's on your offensive line.
He's the guy. Buckle in.
So right now, according to most depth charts, let's just go with last year's starters, Jed Wills, Joel Bitonio, Ethan Posick, Wyatt Teller, Jack Conklin. And then your backups, James Hudson, who's been here a little while now, Michael Dunn, who resigned here and has been here numerous times and is kind of like Nick Harris. Michael, thank you. Oh, wait a minute. We need you again. Come on back.
Come on back, bud. We need you.
Nick, thank you. We need you again. Come on back. Zach Zinter, who they drafted. DeJuan Jones, who they drafted last year. I mean, there are 10 guys right there who you think, okay, those are 10 solid guys. And then you have Hakeem Adeniji, who you brought in as a free agent who has some experience in the league. There's 11 guys who you think, okay, we've got some depth there. And I would think that's a big deal. You even have Jermaine Ifedi, who was a first-round pick by Seattle. And he's playing tackle right now. He's 30. He's got some experience. I mean, they have an abundance of offensive linemen to the point where the Browns might be a team that receives phone calls from other teams looking for depth on the offensive line.
Don't do it. If last year has taught you
but
anything,
you're not
going to
keep 12. You're not going to keep 12 guys.
Right. You'll end up cutting a good chunk of them. But like,
but maybe before cutdowns, you trade some of these guys to a team that doesn't want to do what the Browns wanted to. You know, the Browns wanted to clear it up. Boom. Let's lock it in now. And they did with Nick Harris. Maybe another team will want to do that. And they call about Adeniji or Ifedi.
Ifedi, I could easily see finding himself elsewhere because that guy's been a journeyman his entire career.
Which, by the way, is not a bad way to make a living.
Oh, gosh, no. But, like, do not use this as an opportunity. Like I know a lot of people and Browns fans around here have a lot of Jedrick Wills problems, you know. And
yeah,
he's been good, or he's fine to good, you would say. Part of it is the fact that, yes.
Fine to good. Dan saying fine is Dan's way of saying, he's not really that good. Doesn't do a whole lot for me. He's been fine.
Yeah, you're about right.
Yes, I know I am on that one.
Sub-mediocre is how I would call fine.
He doesn't stink. He's all right.
You can live with it.
I think Jedrick's better than fine.
Yeah.
I do.
There's just, some stuff.
He's not that, Joe Thomas, and he's not a Pro Bowl caliber left tackle.
Correct.
Yet. Maybe he will be one day.
And you know, with these offensive linemen, sometimes somebody gets through to him, it clicks in, and all of a sudden, boom, here you go. So you could easily see that change when it comes there. You know, DeJuan Jones is waiting in the wings. And did you, on a slight side note, but hang with me, did you see him tell Aditi Kinkabwala he may have grown another inch or two in
all
the offseason?
All I know is he's huge.
That dude is gargantuan, and he's getting bigger.
And he has good feet.
He really does.
That's the thing about him. Guys that size aren't supposed to move that way, and he has pretty good feet. I don't. This is not about Jedrick Wills, okay? I would love to see DeJuan Jones at left tackle, because with that body, that size, and those feet, man, he could become a Pro Bowl left tackle.
Dude's a monster.
He
Getting
is.
Getting around him is going to be a bear.
And he had, it seemed like he had an epiphany last year when early on it was like, boy, this guy looks, and from everything we were told,
looks raw.
Incredibly unprepared to play offensive line in the NFL and completely unprepared attitude wise to put the effort in that it's going to take to play offensive line in the NFL. And then something changed.
Mm-hmm.
And he became terrific.
It may have been as easy as Bill Callahan getting in his face and going, but here are the things you got to do if you want to be great.
Yep.
So we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. But yeah.
Credit to the Browns. You dealt with an injury very, very quickly. You brought in a guy who's going to have very, very little ramp up period. So that's good. Nick Harris, welcome back to Cleveland.
Hopefully that's the end of it.
Hope you weren't giddy to be back in Seattle because you're not there now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're going to have to get into it, so we're going to do it next. Politicians getting involved more so in the stadium. Can't this city just agree on anything when it comes to a stadium for the football team on the lake, not on the lake? Why is this such an issue? We have thoughts. If you have thoughts, 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps with Menigan, in for Andy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.